political activists.
Blog Talk Radio.
Because they don't want to have to do anything. They don't want to have to sacrifice just a little thing.
Exactly. And it does take some sacrifice right there. Sacrifice. Trust me, even what I do, it requires a lot of sacrifice with me. Sacrificing my sleep, sacrificing my time, sacrificing a lot. I mean, anybody who has something, no matter who they are, we talk about black people, they had to sacrifice something to get there. And when you want to do like me, I want to, you know, be at a point where I provide hundreds of jobs for black people in the area of media and journalism. I want to, you know, get to the point where I can give a scholarship, maybe two scholarships a year, to kids in our community that want to, you know, further themselves in the area of journalism, because I'm more so about the news, so it would have to be journalism, something like that, or some sort of, you know, communication, something related to doing stuff on the news end. That's what I want to do. But it gets frustrating when we keep saying, that's open businesses. Let's do this. Let's do that. And it sounds great. Oh, say, oh, yeah, tell it like it is. We like that. But then we say, okay, let's go get the work done. Let's roll up our sleeves. And then we don't want to do it. And my thing is, right now, with that man choking that woman out, black women should be on code to say, hell no. They done. We taking the billions of dollars back. We only shopping from black people, period. And if we can't get it, we'll get it online. But we will not, no more, be disrespected by those Koreans in those stores. Ain't happening. You ain't following me no more. You ain't treating my kids a certain way. I ain't walking in and seeing a hundred screens up trying to see somebody stealing. You know how they, as soon as you walk in, some of them stores, they had that big old screen right there. Like, dog, for real? You can keep that in the back? We know you got cameras, bro.
That is what I'm hearing. Those who take pictures of you with their phones and their proof of, put your pictures up on the right behind the register, trying to be seen.
Yeah, like that's, you know, everybody always talking about that code. I'm glad everybody mentioned the code now, but let's get on it. Shoot. I mean, everybody else is told to support their own. And another thing, too, what these other groups don't allow, they don't allow no white folks to come in and tell them, oh, it's racist to support Asian businesses or Hispanic businesses or Arab. They don't let none of that go on. We the only dummies that sit up there and listen to white folks. We are. Dude, we act stupid. I'm telling it like it is. As black people, it's time out for that crap. It's time out. I said, I'm sick because I'm even tired of doing the videos sometimes saying certain things because I'm tired of the excuses. We find money for everything else. How is it we find over $1 trillion a year to buy shoes and clothes, but we can't start businesses to support our own? You're right there, Axum TV, you're right. Many of us don't like seeing other black people do better than ourselves. You're right. So like I said about the Vietnamese, they not saying, I don't want the Vietnamese lawyer to do better than me, I'm a chiropractor. Oh, I don't want the Vietnamese plastic surgeon to do better than me, and I'm the pharmacist. They are like, man, go to this dude here. Like, the thing is, why do we have to sit there and measure ourselves off of what other people got? Why do we do that as black people? And I can say this as a black man, though I think the worst, at least for me, the worst can be black men. Because black men with each other, yeah, you will kill another black man quick because you're jealous of his success. Or you're jealous of the kind of women he's getting, or whatever else. You're quickly to do that. You all want to support him. That's why I make sure the brothers I'm around are good brothers with the same mind as me, literally. I don't talk to no other brothers unless they get the same mind as me. Because it'd be a waste of my time. And negativity, I don't do negativity. I don't do drama. I don't do any of that. You can get away from me with that stuff. Just like I said about some of these black dudes, that black women stuff 24/7. Man, that's the last thing I want to hear about what a black woman doing all day. Like, come on, bro. Get the female you like and go on with your business. If you don't like black chicks, fine. Get the chick you want, do what you do. Why you got to be making videos about the chick all day long? To me, that's stupid. That's a waste of time. But they got people that like to do that, and that's fine. Let them do their thing. There's no problem with me. Yeah. Some, I don't know who this person is, but I'm going to have to agree with that. Some black people, some, do have an issue with trying. You know, something that was said, I think it was, I believe not Michael Jordan said this. He said, I don't have a problem trying and failing. I have a problem not trying at all.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of black people, you know, that just don't even want to try. I mean, you know how many times you're going to fail? You're going to fail. But what happens? Eventually, you're going to get it. And you never know. You may hit it out of the park the first swing. You don't know. But if you don't try, my thing is, why can't you try? If you say you built the country, you built Africa, you were king and you was queen, well, pull from all that you have within yourself to create new civilization and do at least that much for your own community. That's it. All these black women that are single mothers, if they would even get involved, a team of single mothers get together, pool their resources. That's the way you do it. You don't do it all on one person. That's how you have about 5 to 10 single mothers get together, start a business conglomerate, and try to start taking over with beauty supply stores. It ain't about the money. Everybody is even with it. We all get an even share. So it won't be no greed and nothing like that. And just make money for your kids. Make money for your community. So when you
can sit here and throw out suggestions all day. Because you said they're talking about women or single mothers coming together. You could, I could just start a cleaning business. You could start a home daycare. A lot of those things are very low cost. I mean, all you need is for daycare. You got boys already since you all have kids. That's easy. Okay, that's, y'all can make it, if five of you live in a house, that's enough money to feed all of your children. And then you could even, you know, start doing it for free for some others that can't afford daycare. There's so many things that we can do. And I really wish that we would actually just put our one foot in front of the other and try to do something instead of just being all about talk. And that's one thing I don't like about our people. Is like, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love my people, but I don't like the fact that all we want to do is sit there and talk about things that happened 500 years ago and talk about pyramids and Egypt and sit around smoking weed and drinking and talking and like having all these just stupid, pointless conversations that don't lead to anything. But we can actually take that time and that money that we spend on all these African costumes, all these little symbols and all this stuff, all that money that you're throwing away on that, that's money that you could take and put towards a business. If you want to talk about history so much, why don't you make some type of business out of that instead of just sitting around with your friends and and just be preaching to the choir for no money? So that's what a lot of us do. And that's why we don't get anywhere, because we would rather just sit around and talk. And I love the fact that we're creative and we have the ability to dream. But eventually, your dreams can't come into fruition if all you do is talk about
it. One person left a comment, and that's why I had my hand on my face the whole time. And they made a comment, and they said that, well, you know, Phil, we never got therapy after slavery. You know what? I never got that therapy either. I'm letting people know that. I never went to therapy for slavery. I haven't thought about going to therapy for slavery. I don't look at myself as a slave. I do respect my brothers and sisters, and I will always honor them and never forget the 246 years of hell that they went through that was just so unhuman and demonic to do to any human being. I will never forget that. But for me to say, well, the reason why I can't do for myself is because I haven't went to therapy for slavery. Let's just be truthful. Nobody in 2017 in the black community has been a slave. Let's call it what it is. We'll be the truthful here. So we can't say that, well, we need therapy for slavery. Now, if you went to jail, then you went through a form of slavery, because slavery is still legal. I get that. They treat you like a plantation slave behind those bars. But if you haven't been there to even go through that, why do you need therapy about that? That's an excuse. I saw one comment say, oh, well, Phil, why it got to be about black women, black men by Jordan? We ain't talking about black men today. We talking about what black women are doing. If an Asian man was choking out a black man when he was trying to buy some joints, then I'd be talking about him today. But I'm talking about what black women, and that's another thing. Y'all don't never want to hear the truth about what's going on in our community, whether the male or the female. You find excuses. What a black man ain't doing it. What a black woman not doing it. Well, slavery, Jim Crow, racism. I talk about it. It's horrible. Yes. But at the same time, I'm not going to use it as an excuse why I can't provide for my children. I'm not going to use it as an excuse why I can't leave a legacy or anything for my children when I die. I'm not going to live forever. I'm not going to make an excuse why I can't be someone that's at least a person that could do the best he can for the community. I just can't use that as an excuse. If I'm a fighter, which I believe I'm a fighter, then why in the world I'm going to sit back and just take it and take it and take it and just throw up my hand? See, the problem is those type of comments you're leaving are give-up comments. I lost hope. So I'm going to use every excuse in the book because I don't have hope within myself to do it because I'm afraid to try, even though it's probably in you to do it, but I'm afraid to try. I'm just going to sit up there and try to coast through life the best way I can. Anyone who's trying to challenge me to do better, then I'm going to use excuses.
But that's the attitude that the majority of our people have. And I see it every day, and that's a sad thing. I see people that sit around and brag about how much money they've been getting with child support and how they work because they choose to, not because they have to. And it is not because they have some type of wealth from the trust fund. No. They're relying on the government, but they swear that they're winning because they don't have to work. And this is the words of somebody who's, you know, she's like 19 with two kids, bragging about how she has all these government benefits, and so she doesn't even need a job with insurance, and this is as far as, and working some retail job as far as she ever wants to go. That was good enough for her. And that's the thing that goes back to the people they don't want to try, because do you know how easy it is to sit there and lay down in a task and sit around the house and smoke weed and watch TV and go to a club every weekend? That's all you have to do. You never have to really grow up because everything that you have, you know, everything you need is already supplied for you. You know, the thing is, though, I really do hope that Donald Trump does cut this government stuff off, all these benefits off, because I think that may be the wake-up call we need. And because, unfortunately, I don't want to see people suffer. I really don't. The people that really need it, I don't want them to go without. But the people that are sitting around and just want to lay around the house all day, they're going to get their rude awakening. And that's when I think that we're going to get those. We're going to have to start all the businesses because they don't have any other choice. A lot of them didn't go to school. A lot of them didn't develop any skills. So now you're going to be forced to do that if the benefits are cut off because you can't just sit around anymore.
Well, you know, I'm just shaking my head right now. I was reading some of these comments, you know, and but that, you know, the thing is, yes, we have a lot of outside forces doing stuff. I mean, the God has blessed the world today because David Rockefeller died. That's a blessing from God that he died at 101 years old after having 7 heart transplants. Who has 7? When most people can't even get 1, but we all know how to get their hearts, right? Killing off black folks and stealing their organs. Anyway, he pushed a lot of New World Order and media conglomerate stuff for the past 70, 80 years, and it's definitely been against us as black people. So as black people, we should be happy about that. But outside of that happiness, and even a lot of white folks are happy about that one too, we just need to do more for self. And some people say, well, how you do it, how you do it? Well, you know what? Phil is just the guy that's going to inform you, let you know what's going on, maybe push you a little bit, but it's going to take work from you. I can't do it all for you. I can't. You're going to have to take the time. Like, you can't do it for me. You're not going to come here and edit the videos I got to edit. You're not going to upload stuff for me. You're not going to do none of that. I have to do it. Or other people, you know, if I get some help, will have to do it. Not none of y'all. So if y'all not going to do it for me, how you expect me to do it for you? And then one person say about how they keep us down with credit score and bank loans. Credit score.
I told you to buy that stuff.
Yeah, but check this out. Credit score is something that can be fixed within 6 months. All you have to do is pay your bills on time. You can find a credit repair agency, so a good one, and let that person fix your credit, get the negative inquiries off, and all the stuff like that. You shouldn't have no more than one or two credit cards anyway. And then pay them on time. Don't max them out. Just that simple. Pay your car note on time. It's about credit. All it is saying is that you make a promise to pay something and you do it. That's it. Instead of you getting a credit card just because you can, I'm going to go shopping. Max out the credit card. You go take signature loans. You can sit up there and spend the money. Don't pay the people stuff back. You ducking and dodging phone calls. That's not the way to handle your finances. And then when you want to get a home or some sort of real estate, you need a credit score, right? You can't get it, period. So now you got to deal with credit score issues. Then on top of, you know how it is, discrimination that we have. So we got to be better times 10 on finance and credit score. So, yeah, they do keep you out of a lot. But at the same time, we have crowdfunding now. Black people should never have to go to a bank for crowdfunding. We should, if we actually had a code to say, I'm going to support black businesses, it should be like, okay, this black person trying to start a beauty supply business. Cool. They showed us everything that's going to be going on with it. It's been approved and vetted by a lot of people. They need $100,000. Okay, well, I need the X amount of people to donate this so we can start this store. And if we had a code, we could say, okay, cool. Let's donate, do my part, over a few thousand people, and have that store up. That way, black people ain't got to go ask white folks for nothing at that point. They just do it through crowdfunding. But you don't want to do that either. But then the white folks, they use crowdfunding all day long. But now, y'all do crowdfunding for documentaries. Y'all do support that. But I'm talking about something bigger than that. I'm talking about businesses. I'm talking about something that's going to constantly feed you information, something that's going to feed you products, feed you food, grocery stores. Maybe these people can't get a loan from the bank. But why can't they get something from their people? That's what I'm talking about. We don't have an excuse. The black people back in Black Wall Street time didn't have crowdfunding or none of that. They were being terrorized for real. We terrorized now, but they were terrorized a whole lot more. They couldn't be around white folks and they build what they had. Now imagine we took people of 2017 today with your excuse-ridden, weak sales, the ones who are talking that way, of course, not all, and put you back in that time period to say, build Black Wall Street. You would die. You would eat.
So we're going to figure out what did they have that we didn't have. It just seems like after a certain point, we lost a drive to actually try. Because people back then didn't have half the stuff we had. They didn't have money to throw away on stupid things. They didn't have just all the stuff, nothing.
Hold on, Ms. Gabriella, real quick. Thank you, Halo World Music, for donating for the show tonight. Thank you very much. Anybody who donates, I would definitely call the screen name out. Okay, continue, Ms. Gabriella.
Yeah, they didn't have half of the stuff we had, and yet they built everything. They built their own businesses, probably without even taking out loans. They probably sacrificed as a family instead of sitting there and spending their tax return money. I know they didn't have tax return back then, but you know what I mean. They didn't spend their tax return money on Jordan. They took their money, they pulled it together and said, you know what, we're going to do something that maybe we right now, you know, as the first generation, we may not have a whole lot right now, but I know that 5 or 6 generations from now, we're going to have something. Our name is going to be respected. But the problem is with our people is that we don't want to sacrifice. We don't want to think about the future. We only want to think about what's going to feel good in the moment, not what's going to feel good later, which is why our credit score is terrible, which is why we have all these children running around here, which is why we do things that make it difficult for us to succeed later on in life, like getting a face tattoo. Yeah, okay, that's cute for like 2 seconds in your 20s, but then 10 years from now when you're trying to get a job, you're not going to be able to get it. But we don't think about that. And that's our biggest issue. I really wish we could go back in time and take something from, you know, take some type of wisdom from those people. But we won't, because we don't want to change. We just, I think, honestly, I really do feel like we are happy where we are. We don't want anything better.
Well, I was reading the comment. I need to address that, because that's something else I'm getting tired with some black people. I'm this person black or not, but black people do talk this way. Do white people really crowdfund with businesses? My question is, with business, usually people go into business to make money. Yes, that's the ultimate goal. But I can care less what white people do, because white people don't have our struggles and our frustrations and our credit issues and discriminatory toward them with getting banking loans and contracts. They don't have the same thing. So stop comparing white people with us in like a comparison. Don't do that. I can care less what white folks do. I'm talking about what we do. That's what I'm focusing on. And the reason why I said crowdfunding, because you circumvent the banks. They don't get involved. They don't get an interest. If something happens, they don't take it away from you at any given whim. Okay? And it's a group economics thing, because the group is supporting you, not the white banker. That's what I'm saying that. And eventually that person will start making money with time. Of course you will, as long as you've got the right business plan and you know what you're doing and stuff like that, that's okay. But we got to start comparing ourselves to white people, because I don't even believe in that doing things the way white folks do it. Trust me, I've had a lot of people that come to me talking about venture capital, and I don't even want to deal with them. You know why I don't want to deal with them? Because I don't want no white folks having ownership of what I do. That's why. And if it takes me longer, it takes me longer. I just believe that black people need to have something for themselves and own something. Every time black people create something, you do create something, and you sell it off to the white man. You do it. He throws some dollars in your face. Oh, great. Sell it off. You sell off BET. You sell off all the Ebony Jet. You sell everything off. You can't even sell it to another black person if you don't want to deal with it no more. They don't sell nothing to you, do they? They keep it within their family, and their kids is still in the family with that same money. I pay attention to how Donald Trump do things. He's setting everything up for his kids. I'm watching. He keeps his kids around him, all his kids involved with the businesses he got going on, crooked as they may be, but he got them all going on. But when Donald Trump, you know, go on, he ain't got to worry about his kids, because he set them up, and they already know what to do. And that's the thing, is black people, we don't set our kids up. Half the time, as black people, we don't get life insurance. Our kids looking around how to bury us. Life insurance can be $20 a month for a good policy. So you can get a $100,000 policy sometimes for $20 to $25 a month. Don't you think it's sad that your children have to try to look for money to bury you? This is why our priorities are there, but I guarantee you, we have money our whole life to pay $25 a month for life insurance. Sure, you can get a $500,000 policy. You pass away, your kids got $500,000. You can spread it out how you want to with the beneficiaries. At least leave them something when you die. Don't leave them with nothing.
Exactly, but those same people without a life insurance policy, they have money to go on vacation. They have money for clothes, shoes, hair. Everything. So the thing is, don't we have $1 trillion buying power? We have money, but we just don't know how to use it. And it's not even that we don't know how to use it, we don't want to use it wisely. That's the thing. Because we're worried about what's going to feel good right now. We're not worried about saving, we're not worried about investing. And the one thing, going back to the point you made about how black people don't do anything to set themselves and their children up for the future. When I go into these businesses with foreigners, the Asian people that own these beauty supply stores, they have their kids working there. Even if it's just sweeping and running the register. When I go to the Dominican hair salon, you know, they have the girls doing the shampoo bowl. They have them learning about chemicals and different things. Every single business ran by foreigners, they have their kids in there working, learning how to business, learning how to deal with customers, so that when the parents die, the kids have them. But black folk, all they do is they just go to college. A lot of these so-called, I call them black intelligentsia, I like to brag about their degrees and how much money they make. Those same people, when they die, their kids are going to just be stuck, not knowing what to do, because they don't teach their kids how to learn a trade, how to learn a skill, how to do something for themselves instead of just going to college and just, you know, going to college and just getting another government job like everybody else.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Ariel Rivera. He just donated something to the collection plate, so thank you for donating to the collection plate. Well, hey, we're going to call it the collection plate of church. He passed like about 8 times for the book, you know. But one person says, I don't have kids, don't need life insurance. Yes, you do. I mean, because your mama may have to bury you, your auntie, somebody may have to bury you. So I think everybody needs life insurance, and you have children. Your kids need some sort of life insurance as well, because things could happen. Nobody likes to talk about their own mortality. I get it. My grandmother used to be bad about that. You got to have life insurance because you never know. You don't want them burying you with a cup, you know, as my grandmother used to say. So, you know, that's why I just think that we need to do that and focus more on, let's see, I'm reading that. Yes, everybody need life insurance. Oh, what's up, Cheryl? Yeah, everybody definitely. Okay, hold on. Let's see here. Definitely want to give a shout out to Delilah Potts. She donated to the collection plate. Say shout out to McKeeson, PA for Black Owned 2 Beauty Supply Stores, 1 Nail Salon, 14 Year Black Owned Child Care. Well, there you go. Now, that's what I like to hear. God bless you. Hold on. This other person, I need to make sure I say their name right. La Negrita Azucar, if I'm not saying that right. Sorry, I don't do it right. Thank you for donating to the collection plate. Appreciate that. But you say, hold on, unless you have a fan of savings and our investments. Okay, well, not everybody needs a big fat savings account or investments, because everything that I started out with, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you at all. When I lost my job, I had a 401k at the time. And that 401k, over the years, I was putting in this 401k, and that's another way for you to get money. If your job, say, it matched you 3%, you put in 3%. Okay, that's 6%. Leave it alone. Act like you forget it with time. If you need a loan for a down payment for a home, you may need a little money to start a small business. You could pull from that 401k and do that. You can get a loan in your 401k. So I took, you know, the 401k money I had at the time, and I invested it into what we do here. Now, what if I'm like, oh, I got this money, I'm going to get some Jordans, I'm going to go buy some clothes, I'm going to go take trips, I'm going to go drink. I'm like, okay, then I blow that money, and then what? Then what? Like, well, let me tell you how I am when it comes to money. If I get a certain amount of money, I stop, and I say, okay, I know this money can come in my hand for me to go blow it. So let's hold on. Okay, Lewis Brooks, thank you for donating to the collection plate. Your brother said you seem like a good dude. I support you. Thank you for donating. Appreciate you, brother. But when I get anything, you can ask my wife. She'll tell you. I say, let's look at what we got going on. Let's look at what's important. And I have a laundry list of important things, like one child going to college. You know, she's going to be going to college for nursing. So I want to make sure that she's set up to go to college for nursing. I don't want her to work. I want her just to focus on school. So I'm going to work hard as I can. My wife's going to work hard as she can to make sure that she can get her nursing degree first, and then she's going to go into medical school after that because she wants to be an OBGYN. I want to make sure that my children are set up where, like I told them, when my birthday come up, or me and your mom anniversary come up, you know, you can give us at least a Starbucks gift card, something, you know. I mean, but people got some money in here. Well, if some people choose to do that, that's fine. But let me tell you something about that. When it comes to some people talking about donating, okay, that goes back into this program. And everything that I do, it goes back here. Trust me, it do. We have so many projects in the tank, and people on Patreon know about those projects. We have so many projects in the tank, and right now we're in the process of buying a lot of equipment to do face-to-face interviews. We're buying equipment to start shooting documentaries. I just met, and I'm happy, Ms. Gabriella, happy. Well, you guys saw the other day when I did that speech. Okay, hold on. Does somebody else donate to the collection plate? That was Miss Anita Watkins. Thank you for donating to the collection plate. It says super support. Thank you for that. Anyway, so I met these two sisters. Now, I got my one brother, Brother Sharif, that do all my filming for me, right? I don't do any filming outside. He do that. That brother, let me tell you how sad it was to Brother Sharif. Brother Sharif, I told him, how much you going to charge me? He said, huh? He said, how much you going to charge me? He said, man, I'm not so used to somebody ask me how much I'm going to charge them. I said, why not? I said, you do good work. I like what you got going on. You need to be paid for it. That's how I paid these white folks if I had to pay them. So how much you charge me? He gave me an amount. I said, sure, aren't you going to charge me? He said, yeah. I said, look. He said, I'm just happy that a black person is asking me to do something and want to pay for it. And I've been talking game to him a lot, and he cut all that free stuff out. I said, yeah. I said, because black folks go pay, like you said, Ms. Gabrielle, $800 for half and everything else you're going to pay for, but you can't support your brother with a business doing work for you? See, my team that I'm building is supporting black-owned business. I got one brother. I just met two sisters. One that is about to get out of college with digital cinematography. This, when I talk to her. Then the other sister, she does audio. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, God is blessing me. You get what I'm saying? Ariel Rivera, thank you for donating to the collection plate. Seems like, once again, thank you. I was happy about that. So I'm going to have a sit-down meeting with this, you know, of course, Brother Sharif and these two sisters. And we're going to hash out the things that we need to hash out. Thank you, Sister Sean Q. Renee. Thank you for donating to the collection plate. I'm going to hash out with them. So I'm going to take them out, treat them, feed them, and we're going to get the things going. Like I say, one of them is also a writer. So it's like everything I'm needing to do, the projects I need to do, is slowly coming together. So anytime you guys are giving donations or stuff like that, when people do anything for Philip, he pays them. I'm not going to ask them to do anything for free 99. Ayanna Fletcher, thank you for donating to the collection plate as well. No free 99 with Philip. If you go work for Philip, he's going to pay you. That's the bottom line. And because I don't want my name out there to, yeah, Philip, he want all this stuff out of people, but he don't like to pay. I don't want my name out there like that. I'm not that kind of brother. And I know if I had to pay these white folks, then I would have to pay you, right? So I'm just getting so happy. And like I told them, I'm trying to build a team of talented black people to do the things that we need to do. Because I can't be preaching all this black business, support black businesses, and I can't get black people to do nothing for me. I mean, that'll make me a hypocrite. You know, like the Jay-Z situation. He's talking about title, and then they show all the workers that title white. One person asked, I don't know about that. I don't know about that, but this is the thing. Like I said, we're not going to stay on too much longer. I'll put up the thing, and you guys can call in here. Now, let's talk about the business. And like I said, some people say, well, Phil, you get frustrated. I'll tell you why. Sometimes I do get frustrated with some things. I get frustrated because when I'm on the line, I want to talk about the business at hand and all that. That's just my thing. Let's talk about, you know, the black hair care salon. Thank you, hold on, Jesse Adams. They said that I can complain about these issues or start now by supporting each other. Gabriella, make more videos. Jesse told you make more videos.
Okay, well, if y'all donate more money, so I
will
have to go work for
20
years, then I will make more videos.
Tynelius,
there you go. That's the solution.
Tynelius Dallas, he just donated. Thank you for donating to the collection plate as well. Well, Ms. Gabrielle, I don't know. Maybe you can make something with your cell phone like you used to do. I don't know.
I just said, though, if y'all donate more, then I'll make more videos, so I don't have to work a crazy schedule and I'll actually have time. Right now, my schedule is just so out of hand that I can't make time to make videos. Unfortunately, I wish I could.
Well, shoot that shot. Shoot that shot like Cynthia did. Cynthia took that shot. Looked like it worked out pretty good for her. You know, so I gotta, you know, give it. You know, I had some sort of white dude come to my Twitter telling me why I talked to Cynthia. I like, now, one thing, if you want to piss me off, come tell me. Who I can and who I can't talk to. That pisses me off. Because I don't tell no white folks who they can and cannot talk to. I don't do that. Segment Bell Borden. Appreciate your words, Cindy. Thank you, brother. Or sister, I don't know. No, sister. Look like sister. because everybody got these different names, and I don't want to call you different names or whatever. That's wrong. Let me tell you what this dude did. This dude compiled. I need to pull that up and show y'all what this dude. I'm gonna show y'all what this dude did, better I can tell y'all. I mean, these people are sick. They stalk black people all doggone day, and I was gonna send Cynthia this too. I'm gonna show y'all what this dude did. This dude sat here and compiled a big list of Cynthia's video titles and asking me why I'm talking to her. I go, let me pull this up. Because like I said, I told y'all, that's one way to piss me off, telling me who I can talk to. My wife going to tell me who I can talk to. So I can find that dude. Let me go to my notifications. I'm pull it up. Scroll down on this stuff. I mean, I was offline at the time when all this stuff was coming in. Oh my God! One dude sent me a woman accused of trying to lure children into a car with promise of a McDonald's. Oh my God! You should see this woman. What, and what's going on with these people with these dogs? Are y'all subscribed to my Advise Show media channel? Please go subscribe to that. That's an epidemic, not only here with crystal meth, but with dogs. I'm not lying. It's a dog epidemic going on with these folks. Please go check that out. I'm gonna find that screen, that picture. Just give me a second. Hold on, where is it at? I think it's further down. I'm gonna find it for y'all. See, I can see. I mean, I want you to see what this dude went through. Come on, bro. Where's this thing at? There you go. There you go. No, it's not. I can't do it that way. Let's see if I can do this. I want y'all to see real quick. Well, let's add this. I'm not gonna put the dude's name up because I don't even want to give him attention like that. But I want y'all to see what these dudes be doing, how they be stalking. No, let me take that off. Let me scoot it over a little bit. And she probably gonna make a video about this one if she see this stuff. Let's see here. Green caption. Now this dude sat here and made a video, made a whole compile thing on all this girl's videos that he didn't like. I don't know if y'all can see that. This dude compiled all this. Now this dude went to every freaking video this girl had. I can move this thing just right. I don't know if you guys can see it just right. You see it, Ms. Gabriella, on the screen?
No, I don't have a screen for that.
You want to pull up? I want you to see the things that this dude. Look at there. I mean, this dude sit there and went to every video this woman had. And, oh, no, wrong. That's what I did wrong. Went to every video this woman has to compile this to send to me. And his question was, Phil, how can you associate with this racist? She's a vile, disgusting person. You're better than this. And see, that's the trick of the devil. They always try to get you to divide with black people. If I'm gonna sit there and have an issue with another black person, you're not gonna be involved with it. So her video titles. What I'm supposed to do about it? Oh, I'm not gonna talk to her no more because Mr. White Man said not to. I don't dance a master. That's not me. So I'm saying this dude compiled all this about her, and I'm gonna send this to him. But I'm pretty sure she's seen it. He had her with it. But that's the stuff these people be doing, making videos like that. Leave that woman alone. Halo World Music, thank you once again. I think they got an album they promoting. That's fine. You want to donate to the and promote the album? I can't say nothing about that. You donate to the collection, please. But that doesn't make a bit of sense. So anyway, let me get to this. Let's take a call real quick, Ms. Gabrielle, and see what we got going on. Erico 919, you on the show?
Oh, how's it going, man?
How's everyone good? What's going on?
Doing good. Just enjoying the show. I thought you really made some good points at the beginning when you were talking about how, well, I really sympathize just how I'm really kind of tired of hearing everybody talk. I really just want, I guess, some more action going on. And I know that does start with talking, but I feel like with that rocket that never launches, we, like, get there on the launch pad and then we never really take any action and kind of get off the ground.
Well, what do you think?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I heard that part, but what was the second thing you said?
Oh, no, it was just founding upon that, just how I wish, instead of all this talking, it'd be better if we just actually took that forward and started taking those ideas and turning them into action.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with the same. But thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Yeah, I agree with that. It's time for, you know, definitely more action than sitting around and just talking about it. We'll take another call here. Erico 510, are you on the show?
Yes. This is Sekhmet calling from Oakland, California. How are you doing?
Oh, how are you doing? Oakland, California.
I'm blessed.
Well, we're too short in.
Yes. Oakland, California just coming in the house. I just want to say that I support everything that you're doing. I really give thanks. Been watching you for the last, you know, couple years and just really appreciate what you're doing. And I'm a person that's deprogrammed, so I haven't had a TV in my house for over 3 years with my children. And you're like the news, so I know what goes on every morning when I wake up before I go to work, and I listen to what you're doing and what you're saying. And I wanted to chime in on business because my sister and I have a business. We have business out here in Oakland. And one of the things that my sister did is she started her own hair braiding company. We get all of the hair from Senegal. We work with the people in the continent. We have family there. And we actually work with our family in the continent, and we actually make it happen. And I have a business called Exotic Links from Oakland, California, and I actually make hair accessories. So we're not buying materials and metals and, you know, that are outside of what we need. And I think that we have to start looking at that, like what's really organic for us. And then we can figure out how to work that out, because I think that people always talk about we need to have business. We need to have business, but if we don't have advisors and we don't have people that actually buy our product and actually can help promote and market our product and package our product, then we're kind of stuck. So I'm just going to keep it real. I'm looking at all the comments and everything, and it's easier to say what we need to be doing and taking stuff from the Koreans. But if we're not going into the continent and we're talking about global work, it's kind of difficult. We got to really go to the continent, because you go to the continent and it's not all about hair being, you know, just worn, like us looking like we're Europeans. No matter what we do with our hair, no matter how much we straighten it, we'll never look like them. And I'm with you, brother Steele.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt you. One person say, what's your website? So they want to support you.
Website, well, you can go Exotic Links, exoticlinx.com. I'm one of these new people that I always need help from the community to help it be bigger and better, but you can always reach me there, Exotic Links, and you can definitely reach me through through Instagram. That's the best way to get me. Exotic, exoticlinx, like the cat, like Sekhmet. So
it's an
you know, I just
want
to just
hold on. How you doing?
Exotic, exotic, exotic.
Uh huh.
And then linx. Exoticlinks.com, yes. But they can definitely reach me through Instagram. So exoticlinks, the hashtag, or whatever, you can hashtag exoticlinks through there and just catch me there. But, you
okay,
know, I just wanted to
links.
Just send
right,
love
right
to
now,
you.
Right now, so I'm looking at the site. I'm just going through it real quick, talking about our products. Who is the sister on your website?
I see people putting it up. If they're putting it up the right way, is exact. They spelling it exactly right. I'm looking
yeah,
at the
I'm,
chat
I'm
room
looking,
right
I'm
now.
And, you got the
yeah,
African,
and so
earrings. You got it
looks
like that.
Yeah, I work. What I do is I actually design for models and clothing designers that are coming from a global perspective, so I actually make wares just for their stuff. I really promote, I have a 21-year-old daughter, and I really promote, like, what our imagery is supposed to be. Like, I want my daughter to be, you know, everything. We're comedic, so I don't know if the community knows what comedic, we're a comedic family. And so we're just all about promoting our Africanity.
And okay, so, can I make a suggestion?
And just promoting business. That's why I like I'm having my daughter, like my daughter, I think she donated to you too as well. You just probably don't see it. But I'm like every calling everybody, like, you got to promote because this is your mama's news.
Okay, well, check this out. I appreciate it, but check this out. Like, remember earlier it was talking about black business and what they need to do to improve, and we need to help each other out. Now, I went to the site. I'm looking at it. When you get down the pins, you have no picture. When you get the nose rings, you have no picture. You have the head change, you have no picture. See, like, what we need to do is make they just fix that, you know, and that way people can buy some products or whatever. This is the thing. We have to always operate in the spirit of excellence. I know things happen on websites, trust me. I had my website down before. So, hey, your website down? Like, really? I didn't know. So we let each other know, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. And I have more patience with our people than anybody else. Like with the brother with the black spots. He went through so much stuff. That brother got it going on now. Why? Because the brother would reach out and say, hey, what do you think? This and the third. And he was telling me everything he had going on with black spots. Now he got it going on over there. You know, he's really turned it around.
Yes.
He got the Android app, the iPhone app. And you can say whatever you want over there on black spots. You don't got to worry about getting deleted. So...
Well, that's why I'm reaching out. But also on a and just really quick, on a political campaign, I just did a documentary with Brave New Films about the Bail Initiative reform. I'm a victim of my child being part of, you know, this slavery, this bail reform. You know, I'm a victim of that. And, you know, an innocent child being taken in and it cost us $40,000 later in order to emancipate her. And so I would like to, you know, I know that I can get it from you outside of here, get some information to you because I'm a lobbyist now. And so I'll be in Washington, D.C. and Sacramento, California, working on, you know, just trying to eradicate this for-profit bill, you know, that's going on right now.
Yeah,
so I would really want to work with you and be able to get that information out because I have firsthand information for you because I'm one of, like they say, there's only like 5% of us that actually are able to bail our children out of jail.
And I'm glad
I think
you
it's like
that
5 to 10%.
And guess what?
But guess what? I'm one of the only 5 or 10%, and I'm a single parent, and I'm a black woman, a business owner who almost lost her whole entire business and everything over this. And that's my story that I'm. And I'm a pillar in the community. I'm a teacher. I fight. I'm an activist against police brutality. And then I watched the police take my child and, like, actually, she didn't die, though. Thank God. But
yeah,
we need to talk about that more. We need to talk about
we do.
The trauma
that comes
from that.
Be honest with you, we need to create a black version of the ACLU. That's our problem. We need a black version.
Well, let me just tell you, I agree, because the documentary that I just did is underneath the ACLU did the documentary. They chose me. I'm one of the people. This is through the Bail Initiative Reform and the Ella Baker Center for Justice in Oakland and Brave New Films and the ACLU. This is because they realize there's something going on. And we're protesting and we're asking to bring our babies home. You know, in California, in my county, the average child that goes to jail for whatever crime it could be, like my daughter's crime was somebody stole $38 worth of laundry detergent. It cost me $40,000 to get her out. I could have let her stay in jail for 2 months, but I felt like I'm not a slave. I've never been a slave. And so I don't see how I can leave my child into an institution that I know it's going to rape her and belittle her and make her nothing by the time she gets out. So I bailed her out, but it cost me $40,000. And I didn't even make
that amount of money. That criminal justice system is beyond racist, and we talked about that before.
Yeah.
But sister, thank you for calling, because I'm getting somebody else
yes,
on the line
no,
here.
Most definitely. Yeah, most definitely. And I'm sorry to hold up everybody, and I appreciate
okay.
all y'all listening, but I'm going to definitely be in contact with you because I want to make sure you get the information, because I want it to come through you guys before it goes through all the mainstream, ACLU, all the other white mainstream media, because this is something that we're really fighting on and fighting for in California. Because it's I know it's real everywhere, but we're really, like, it's really messing us up. I mean, the average rent for a one-bedroom apartment is $1,700 a month. How do you pay to get someone out?
Yeah.
$10,000. So thank
okay,
you for the opportunity, and I'll talk.
Thank you for calling in, though.
Yeah, she's off the line. Bail reform is something that we definitely need to look at as black people, for sure, because, anytime that black people get locked up, they stay in there for months or even years. Like Khalif Browder, remember him? He was locked up for 3 years just behind a $10,000 bail. It was only $1,000 to get him out. You mean tell me, see, that's what I'm talking about. We need, it's so many pools of money that we need in the black community. We need to, every city should, all the black people should put together to have like a bail fund. I'm not talking about for somebody that's just out here thugging and you bailing out the thug. We ain't talking about him. I'm talking about people who's getting arrested on stupidity, tickets, you know, it's just nonviolent offenses. And then going to jail and getting locked up and being put in there with killers. You know, that's just totally wrong. That's totally wrong. Sister Victoria, you said Melanoid Nation. What's going on with it? You pimp pastors. Everything about the pimp pastors. Y'all know every time I make a video about the pimp pastors, that's like one of my always highest rated videos is pimp pastors. Like I hate to say this, but the pimp pastors do something, I say, boy, this is a good message I can send home. If they made Melanoid Nation for black people to donate to. Well, I mean, it's a non-profit from what I see, just in case they get arrested and stuff. Well, you know, even if everybody did do that, they can only do so much. You understand, we live in 50 states. We live in many cities. So we need to have that in every state, in every city. We really do. I mean, anything that someone's going to do that to. Yes, mental illness is wrapped up in the black community. I agree with that. We never address mental illness. Erica 334, you're on the show.
Hello? Hello? Yeah, hear me?
Yes. Speaking to the phone.
Yes. This is Anita Watkins. I'm calling from Montgomery, Alabama. How y'all doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing fine from Montgomery, Alabama. All right. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Hi, is Angie, Angie Phil. I just want to say that you guys basically come up with some great, great content. See, most of the media, the mainstream media, I never watch the mainstream media because the mainstream media, they don't basically tell the entire truth what's going on, especially in the black community. As well as whereas you guys, y'all basically point out the straight new facts, and that's what I like, and that's what the mainstream media usually failed to do so because they wanted to basically turn the nose or as far as us black people, and then basically cover for the white supremacists or white people, so to speak. So you guys basically come up with some great content that I'm really proud of each and every of. I thank God for the advised show media and so forth. And as far as the
hold on, give me a second, Patrice. And hold on, who else? Dina, you say you donated something and didn't show up? So it's usually pop up on my screen. Like, if you donated something, I'll call your name out. Because I keep seeing them repeating that over and over and over. I don't know what happened with that. But, I don't know what happened. I'll have to pull it. Go ahead, Patrice. I'm sorry, Patrice. The other sister, what's your name again? I'm calling all these people names.
That's okay. It's Anita. Well, actually,
okay,
my
Ms.
first
Anita,
name is
all right.
Tuesday. Yeah, my
you're
first
not,
name
not,
is
you're
Tuesday.
You're not Anita Baker, are you?
Yeah, Anita. I'm not the singer Anita Baker. I wish I would. Well, yeah, but my middle name is Anita, but my first name is Tuesday. So, yeah.
Okay.
But basically, yes. With the black, with as far as businesses, especially the black businesses, we need you know more black businesses in the community, like. Because a lot of these, businesses, we spend more time basically, going to the club. Well, I don't go to clubs or anything like that, but going to clubs, they drink or what have you. But they don't usually don't take the time to sit, to basically to use that money to basically build a business, especially a black business, and in the black community. And a lot of times, as far as the churches, especially if you have these big mega churches, they usually that's like a sign to basically kill black businesses. Especially when all those churches, they especially with like Phil, like you mentioned the preachers and their pimping game and so forth. If they collect like hundreds and millions of dollars in tithes and offerings, instead of just using it to their advantages to buy the lavish lifestyles and so forth, they should have take that money to basically help other black people, especially us black people, build a business. In order to benefit the community, get the poor people off the street, and put them to work into businesses. That's basically how you build a black community.
Oh, okay.
So,
I definitely appreciate your time. We're gonna have to cut it. We got about 15 minutes before we have to wrap this up. But I appreciate you. Thank you, Colin. So anyway. Ms. Gabrielle, you want to say something real quick before I...
Honestly, I do think that is a good point. I do think that the church should do more with the money that they are given as far as providing jobs and doing something with me as a just, using the money for fun and lavish lifestyle. So I do agree that that is a good idea. Even if it's not providing jobs, you could still provide food or child care or something to give back. At least then you can provide some type of job. You can start businesses. There's many, many things you can do.
Yeah, that's 100% correct. So my thing is this. Let's focus more on business creation, black beauty supplies for a lot of the women. It's $1 billion industry. Let's remove yourself from the Korean stores. You don't have to go in there and buy anything. Go shop online if you can't find a black beauty supply in your city. Keep your money in your pocket. They're not selling oxygen over there, so you don't have to go over there and get anything from those people. Unless you like to be abused and accused of stealing and followed and hurry up and buy and all this other stuff. Then I guess go back over there if you want to and get those people your money. Also, Ms. Gabrielle, if we wrap up, you were talking about how they like to be selling it, ratchet type of stuff to black people.
Am I allowed to say store names?
No, I'm not saying to say anything. If you want to, you can.
Okay, well, okay. In the Virginia area, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, there's a chain of stores called Olive Olay. It's ran by a bunch of racist Asian people. I don't care if you buy them. Okay, I don't. And their businesses, they specifically target their business in lower-income black neighborhoods. They play ratchet music to attract a certain type of customer base, and they sell nothing but ratchet hood clothes that are so thin that you can see every single inch of a woman's body. There's nothing to the imagination. and these people are racist. They encourage their employees to follow people around. They treat their black, they only hire black people, and the black people they do hire to treat like garbage. They pay you nothing. They give you no benefits. And yet we as black people, no matter how much disrespect we get by the store owners and the people that work there, we still go in there, and it's probably one of the more popular stores in the area. You go to any local hood ratchet club in D.C. or any of the DMV area, you go to those clubs, you will see every female wearing an Oliver Olay outfit. And we spend all our money on these things. Cheap clothes that fall apart on you. You can be walking around and you can literally hear the threads pop. But we would rather spend our money on garbage like that instead of spending our money on clothes that could, that actually attract a decent man. And we don't have to, and there are so many options. We have the internet. So I hate when people make the excuse to say, oh, we don't have a choice. Yes, you do. You don't have to go into a storefront to buy clothing. You can get your measuring tape at home and measure your own body and figure out what clothes you can look at the sizing charts on websites. You can look for, all you have to do is type on Google and look for websites that carry, modest clothing or you can find hair care. You can go on YouTube, type in the search bar and look for hair accessories or hair products made for black people. And you can go and look it up yourself. It really is not that difficult.
All right, so I want to. Oh, you still going to get
people just making it more difficult than it needs to be, and that's really all I have to say.
Okay, now this one person that made donation, Live Free, they donated to the collection plate, but they have a website. And I'm looking at it right now. It's called KreaBotanicals.com for organic/natural products. That they've been supporting me from day one. Appreciate that. But I'm looking at the products that they have. Let me see if I can make this full screen on my thing here. And maybe we can put that in the chat, possibly. We can do that. It looks like I got some nice stuff on here. Intense rehab, deep treating mask, and y'all have a little everything. Ms. Gabrielle, if you're looking at it, you spell it KRIYABotanicals.com. Sister Kriya Botanicals, is that the one that's the showcase video? Is that you on there? I want to see the about us section. See, y'all put me on the stuff. Trust me, y'all got some stuff I need. I would be shopping with y'all. And one thing about me, you get me as a customer, I'm a loyal customer. I don't cheat on people that give me things that I like. I don't do it. I'm a faithful customer. Halo World Music donated to the collection play. He said to, hold on, I'll read out what he said. If I can get it out. I don't know what he said, but it went away. Jesse Adams donated to the collection play. He said, give Gabriella more money for videos. Well, Ms. Gabriella, you need to tell him where to give that to you at. I can pass it.
You know what? I should have started GoFundMe on a picture.
Yeah, you need to start your Patreon or something.
I'm going to
put my dog on
my YouTube.
Hold on, let's see. I put the website up in the thing right now. KRIYA Botanicals.
Yeah, I looked at the site. I'm
going to
buy some of that stuff.
Yeah, it looks like some good stuff. Yeah, I'm going to go do that. I'm talking about raspberry plantain styling cream. Well, I don't know. I can't use no styling cream. But, I mean, I'll find something.
Natural stuff is better for your skin, all that estrogen. And the soap
is better
for you.
Yeah. And there's somebody talking about men stuff. Now, that Dr. Milton's shaving system that they have, the brother, the dermatologist right here in Houston, best stuff is, like, you got razor bumps, that's the stuff you need to get. You know, some black men deal with razor bumps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, say on YouTube as well to learn the science of your hair. Okay, well, this is what I'm about to do. I'm about to see if I can go to your channel
Hold on, let me see if I can scroll back up. I want to go to your channel, and I want to see what you got going on. Ayana Displays on Patreon. Thank you, Ayana Displays on Patreon. I'm gonna subscribe to your channel, and I'm gonna look at it and see what you got going on. I'm gonna check you out. I love to support definitely black owned businesses. Anybody know me and know I love to do that. All right, beard on. But anyway, I hear my little one in there doing something. Not my dog going crazy. Y'all hear him? They going so crazy. But anyway, guys, thank you for joining the show tonight. Me and Ms. Gabriella, we definitely gotta go. And you can catch on the replay. I'm going to edit out that first part. You know, hey, you can hear me, all that stuff. If you don't need to see that on the replay. So anyway, you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, I just appreciate everybody for watching. Thank you. And leave me comments. You know, subscribe. Please subscribe to all our channels as well. Advice Show Media Channel. That's the White and White Crime Channel. Anything that these people say that they don't do, we show it on that channel. Please subscribe there. And we will see you next time. All right, Ms. Gabriella, we are offline.
Well, I mean, I have cut my schedule, so hopefully I will have more time later for that.
Oh no, everything all good, Ms. Gabriella, because I gotta get myself up as well. And go. I gotta go to see the job in the morning. Don't want to, but I got to. So I'll get this. But I don't want, you know, that screen. We took almost 10 minutes trying to hear me. So yeah. So let me see what I can. Where is it at? Where is it at? So, all right. Well, like I said, you know, I'll get with you another time and let you get some rest. Yeah, I got to work with these folks.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all right. All right.
Bye.
All right, bye. I'm done. I'm done.